Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
There are many ways that God speaks to his people today. In episode 37, I shared how we can hear from God through his word. But did you know that we can also hear from God through prayer? That's right. And often, if we're not aware, we could miss it. Remember, prayer is simply our conversation with God, and conversation is a two-way street. Well, it should be. This means prayer is our talking to God and him talking back to us. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you three powerful ways that God speaks to us when we pray.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. I was chatting with a friend the other day about the character of God. And one thing she said about his character that really stuck with me was that God is a gentleman. He's not going to deal with us harshly, but gently with kindness. If we apply that truth to prayer, it means that if we speak to him, he is not going to be rude and give us the cold shoulder. He will not ignore us or give us the silent treatment. If you feel that God has been silent to you, I highly suggest that you listen to episode 36 called How to Keep Praying When God is Silent. Overall, in that episode, I walk you through three simple steps to take based off Psalm 42 when you feel like God is silent so you can reconnect and hear from him. My ultimate goal is to encourage you to keep praying because it is in prayer that we hear from God. Like I said, God is not one who will ignore the prayers of his people. All throughout the Psalms, we hear the writer say, I cried out to the Lord and he answered me. For example, Psalm 120, verse 1 says, in my distress, I called to the Lord and he answered me. Psalm 34, verse 4 says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 3, verse 4 says, I cried aloud to the Lord and he answered me from his holy hill. So the question I want to answer in this episode is, what does it look like to hear God speak to you in prayer? How can you recognize his voice now that you know that when you pray, he does, in fact, answer? God is speaking. The question is, do we have the spiritual ears to hear him and recognize his voice? So here are a few ways that God speaks to us when we pray. First, God speaks to us through answered prayers. Simply put, when we pray and God answers those prayers, that is him speaking to us. It might not be a vocal voice we hear like you can hear me right now, but when we receive the answer to our request through prayer, God is speaking to us and he is saying, yes. He is saying, I hear you and I see you and I will provide your needs. Too often we pray about something, receive what we prayed for, and then forget that God is the one who provided it. We must remain watchful of our answered prayers, because that is one of the ways that God is speaking back to us. The next way that God speaks to us is through thoughts and inspiration. The second way God speaks to us is through a thought or an idea or inspiring us. There have been times where I have been in prayer or taking a prayer walk, and I was asking God to help me solve a problem or resolve an issue. Then, right there in prayer, an idea comes that I didn't think of before, or an inspiration is sparked that makes my problem so much more easier to resolve. I have a good friend who calls these downloads, divine ideas and inspiration that God gives us when we are close to Him in prayer. It's no accident that these thoughts or ideas come right when we need them. And we know they are not thoughts we would have thought on our own. They are divine downloads and a common way God speaks to us when we pray. The next way that God speaks to us when we pray is through the unexplainable and comforting sense of peace we experience when we talk to Him. Have you ever been praying to God, or more like crying out to Him about something that distressed your soul? You were hurt, in pain, and wondered if you'd ever get over what happened to you. But after your prayer, or even while you were praying, this sense of calm overcame you. Your situation didn't change, but it was as if God placed His hand on your shoulder to steady your shaken emotions and to quiet your soul. That's God speaking to you. That's Him answering your prayer with His peace that surpasses understanding. Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7 say, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This scripture is saying that when we pray, God answers with His peace. And not just any peace, but peace that surpasses our understanding. Other versions say that God's peace transcends all understanding, exceeds anything we can understand, or is far beyond human understanding. Our human understanding thinks that peace is when everything is well in our lives. But God's peace goes beyond that and says, even if everything is falling apart, I can remain calm, because God's peace is not based on our circumstance. Hannah in 1 Samuel cried out to the Lord for a son. She prayed so fervently that the prophet Eli thought she was drunk when he saw her praying in the temple. She explained to him that she was not drunk, but that she was crying out to God. And after that prayer, the Bible tells us she went away and her face was no longer sad. She didn't yet have what she prayed for, but she did have peace. God speaks to us through this same sense of peace as well. Unfortunately, we often think that if our lives aren't perfect and altogether we can't experience peace, or even worse, that God does not hear or will respond to our prayers. But Jesus already told us in this world we would have trouble. We hold no promise of perfection, but we do hold the promise of God's peace. And He often answers our cries with His overflowing peace when we come to Him in prayer. James 5 verse 16 tells us that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. And we most experience that power when we realize that God does speak back to us when we pray. The truth is, God is constantly speaking to us. We just don't often recognize Him. We often expect God to speak to us in this loud, thunderous voice, when it is more like His character to speak to us by moving on our behalf and granting our request, by gently placing a thought or idea on our hearts, or to give us His peace that surpasses understanding. These are some of the ways that God speaks to us when we pray, and we'll hear Him if we take the time to open our spiritual ears and listen. Did you know that God made us all beautifully different, even in the way that we pray? That's right. Your prayer personality is the unique way that you are most likely to communicate with God, and knowing which of the three prayer personality types you have can equip you to hear from God more clearly and overcome any obstacles to your communication with Him. I invite you to take my prayer personality quiz to learn how you best hear from God, how you most likely connect with Him in prayer, and just to have a little fun. Take the quiz now at prayquiz.com or find the link in the show notes for today's episode. It is my hope that today's episode provided you with insightful and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org or join the Beloved Women app for unlimited videos to grow your faith, learn God's word, and encourage your soul, available now in the Apple and Google Play stores or at belovedwomen.tv. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.